gives.
You said you wanted to live in a world without zinc, Jimmy. Well, now your car has no battery.
But I promised Betty I'd pick her up by 6. I better give her a call.
Sorry, Jimmy. Without zinc for the rotary mechanism, there are no telephones.
Dear God, what have I done?
Oh, think again, Jimmy. You see, the firing pin in your gun was made of, yep, zinc.
Come back, zinc. Come back. Come back, zinc. Come back. Zinc! 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 What? Oh, it was all a dream. Thank goodness I still live in a world of telephones, car batteries, handguns, and many things made of zinc.
Gross, he's picking his nose.
If anyone wants to learn more about zinc, they're welcome to stay. We can talk about anything. I'll do your homework for you.
Oh, Chef Lonely Hearts, soup for one.
One scratch and win, Apu.
Mrs. Krabappel, I haven't seen you since we doubled our prices. Still teaching?
Let's see. One more day at least.
Bingo, bango, sugar in a gas tank. Your ex-husband strikes again.
A personal ad? Why not? It might be fun, kind of a lark. Come on, come on. Answer the phone. I need a man!
Ow, my eyeballs!
People! People! All right. You know, I can wait just as long as you. Knock it off! Boys and girls, let's welcome our very special guest, Ted Carpenter from the Twirl King Yo-Yo Company.
Kids, this is a yo-yo. Kind of dull, huh? Not much competition for a video game. Or is it? Presenting the Twirl King Champions! Mr. Amazing! Sparkle!
She's beautiful.
Zero gravity. A cobra.
These guys must be millionaires.
I'll bet they get all kinds of girls.
I question the educational value of this assembly.
Hey, it'll be one of their few pleasant memories when they're pumping gas for a living.
This is the dawning of the age.
For our next stunt, what do you say we get your principal up here?
No. Well. Two. Careful now. Oh. See, that one grazed my ear.
Don't move. You can really get hurt.
Oh.
How much do those yo-yos cost?
I don't care.
Bye.
Wow. Thanks, Sparkle. Wait, this isn't you.
That's the old Sparkle.
All right, get your worthless butts in the van. I got 3 more schools to do. Come on, let's go, go, go!
That's your trick?
No, here's my trick.
Thank you.
Marge, come here. Can you believe it? Pretty soon I'll be able to quit my job and live off the boy.
What? Name me one person who's gotten rich by doing yo-yo tricks.
Donald Trump? No. Arnold Palmer? No. Bill Cosby? No.
Don't
After 2 months at sea, the pilgrims were running out of food and water. Yes, Nelson?
Did they have any yo-yos?
No, they did not have yo-yos. When they landed at Plymouth Rock, they were greeted by the friendly Wampanoag Indians.
Did the Indians have yo-yos?
No, they did not have yo-yos. That's it. I'm sick and tired of talking about yo-yos. From now on, I will not accept any book reports, science projects, dioramas, or anything else on yo-yos or yo-yo-related topics. Am I making myself clear?
Yo.
Hey, Bart, got any new tricks for us today?
Just one. A little something I call plucking the pickle. I build up a little steam and... I didn't do it.
Don't worry about your wee fish, lass. They're going to a better place.
Bart, that's 1 month's detention.
Mrs. Krabappel, we're all upset by the untimely deaths of Stinky and Wrinkles. But life goes on, so if I could just have my yo-yo back...
Bart, if I were you and you were me, would you give back the yo-yo?
Here you go. Just kidding. Here you go. Just kidding.
Well, would you?
Absolutely.
What's eating you, woman? Your personal ad said you wanted a man. Well, you got yourself a humdinger.
I don't know. I guess I expected something different from your photo.
Oh, don't let my age fool you. It's because there's a little snow on the roof. I forget how the rest of that goes.
1 month detention. She'll pay for this. Yep. There's your problem. Someone jammed the Malibu Stacy head down here.
Edna, happy hour in the teacher's lounge.
Just a sec.
Huh? 1 + 1 = 2? Recently divorced fourth grade teacher wishes to meet man age 18 to 60. Object, save me. Write Edna K, box 402. Dear Edna, I never answered a personal ad before, but I found yours irresistible. My name is...
Woodrow. I like holding hands and dinner by candlelight. And oh yes, I really hate yo-yos.
Oh, Woodrow.
Maybe we should let the dog in.
Marge, dogs love the outdoors.
I think he needs a doghouse.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
I bet we could buy a nice doghouse for $50.
Oh, Marge, you're a tool of the doghouse makers.
I am not.
Yes, you are. You've been brainwashed by all those doghouse commercials on TV. I know. I'll build them a doghouse.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't worry. I just drew up a little blueprint. Now, let me walk you through it. This is a door. He goes through that. This is the roof. And this happy character here is the sun. He shines down on the house, see?
How was the tension today, dear?
Oh, not bad. Starting to get the hang of the floor waxer.
Yes!
Dear Woodrow, I must admit I'm intrigued. You're not like the other men I've met.
Yeah, I'm the 28th President of the United States.
But I've had some bad experiences with these ads, so I'd like to learn more about you. Please write back soon. Here's a photo that'll get your pencil moving.
You've got a date with the Xerox machine.
Stupid lumber. Damn it! No, I... the hell with this.
Fella came into the store today and asked for change for a dollar. Well, sir, I gave him 3/4 by mistake. Took me the whole afternoon to track him down.
Todd, would you like some mixed vegetables?
Hell no.
What did you say?
I said I don't want any damn vegetables.
All right, that's it, young man. No Bible stories for you tonight.
Oh. Weren't you a little hard on him?
Well, you knew I had a temper when you married me.
Ned Flanders is on the phone.
No, if this is about that stupid quarter again. Hello, Ned.
Sorry to bother you, Reverend Lovejoy, but I'm kind of in a tizzy. Our son Todd just told us he didn't want to eat his damn vegetables.
Well, you know kids and vegetables. What was it, asparagus?
No, Reverend. The point is, he said a bad word.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, kids usually pick these things up from someplace, find out who's doing it, and, direct them to the Bible.
Where in the Bible?
Page 900.
But, Rick...
Damn Flanders.
Hey, Lynx, a moment of your time.
Yeah?
Suppose I was writing a second letter to a girl, and I already used up my A material. What should I say?
Could it be there's a special someone you're not telling me about?
Oh, please.
Is it Terry?
No.
Is it Sherry?
No.
Is it that girl with the lazy eye patch?
No.
Is it that exchange student Mix Pop?
No, it's not for me. It's homework.
Sure it is. Hey, Bart, let's do some homework.
Golly, Sergeant Carter, I can't fix your Jeep, but maybe this will make it up to you.
Galveston, oh, Galveston.
Is this all he watches?
Well, he used to watch Davy and Goliath, but he thought the idea of a talking dog was blasphemous.
Hey, Mom, did you save the love letters Dad sent you?
Of course I saved them. Although, actually, there's only one. It's more of a love postcard from some brewery you visited.
Maybe it's severe talking, Marge, but you got a butt that won't quit. They got these big chewy pretzels here that are all you get with your beer. You know, $5, get out of here.
Wow, sight of Dad I've never seen. Any further thoughts, Mrs. Kay?
I was just thinking, oh, you wouldn't be interested.
Try me. Sometimes it helps to talk.
Well, I was just wishing I could meet a man who likes the way I look first thing in the morning, laughs at my jokes, can fix my car.
Oh, yeah. Dear Edna, your photo took my breath away.
Truly, yours is a butt that won't quit. Yesterday morning, I put your picture up in my garage to inspire me while I gapped my spark plugs.
At last, we built the mission. Finally, the villagers have a place to pray. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Well, he's not getting it from his brother, that's for darn sure.
Damn crappy nails! Super glue my butt! Oh, you bat! Hit it, Jack! Oh!
Homer?
What is it, Flanders?
I'm afraid I have a bone to pick with you.
Look, if it's about your camcorder, I lost it, okay?
No. I came to talk to you about your potty mouth.
What the hell are you talking about?
Look, Homer, all of us pull a few boners now and then. Go off half-cocked, make asses of ourselves. So, I don't want to be hard on you, but I just wish you wouldn't curse in front of my boys.
Oh, come on now, Flanders. I don't complain about your mustache.
What's wrong with my mustache?
Makes you look like you got something to hide.
What?
People are talking. Lots of people.
Okay, mister. Well, you've got yourself a deal. I'll shave off the soup strainer if you give the sailor talk the old heave-ho, okay?
Aye, aye, Admiral Butthead.
We now return to Two for Tunisia on Colorization Theater.
Ah, my love. A million poets could try for a million years and still describe but 3/8 of your beauty.
Oh, slow down, Frenchie. This stuff is gold.
Wow. A million poets working for a million years. You're so lucky. When are you going
to
meet him?
First, I ask him to send a photo.
Uh-huh.
If he's got everything where it should be, I'm reeling him in.
Strap on your skates, Gordy. You're going in.
Hey, Mark. Do you want to hear something funny? Flanders thinks I swear too much. Marge, you're not laughing.
Well, you know, maybe he's right.
Well, what a surprise. Marge sticks up for Flanders. Can we have one conversation where you don't bring up your hero, Ned Flanders?
Actually, Homer, you brought up
Look,
Ned
we're
Flanders.
Past
I
that.
Never said
Marge,
a word about Ned
maybe
Flanders.
I do curse a little, but that's the way God made me. And I'm too old to stop now.
No, you're not. When my father got out of the Navy, he used to curse a blue streak. It almost cost him his job as a baby photographer. So my mom put a swear jar in the kitchen. Every time he said a bad word, he put in a quarter. What do you think?
Well, Marge, self-improvement has always been a passion of mine. Bring on the swear jar.
Do I have to pay if I hit my hand with a hammer?
Yes, Homer.
What if I catch on fire?
No, Homer.
What if I see something really weird in the sky?
Yes, Homer.
What about when we snuggle?
That's okay.
Dear Woodrow, it's time for us to meet. Why don't we go out to dinner? And afterward, we can go to my apartment for some home cooking.
Huh? Hi, Caramba!
Hungrily yours, Edna.
Well, she's dangled on the line long enough. It's time to boat this bass.
When I read your letters, I feel as if you are right here watching me. Bart, eyes down.
Yes, ma'am. Edna, every second until we meet stabs me like a thousand needles.
Join me at the Gilded Truffle this Saturday at 8. Perhaps later we will smooch up a storm. Sexually yours, Woody.
I can't help but feel partly responsible. Homer, that was a 20.
Oh, you son of a...
Homer, you know, I owe you one, buddy. No sooner had I shaved off the old cookie duster than a lady cast me in a commercial. I'll tell you, the way these checks keep coming in, it's almost criminal.
You dirty bitch! What do you think, Lisa?
How's the dog supposed to get in?
Well, he just goes...
Oh, Woodrow, how could you stand me up?
Mrs. K, whoever this guy is, you don't need him. There are plenty of good men around.
Name one.
What's wrong with Principal Skinner?
Seymour? Let's just say his mommy won't let him out to play.
What about Coach Fortner?
Look.
Wow. What about Groundskeeper Willie?
I'm not even going to tell you what that guy's into. Bart, you are the closest thing to a man in my life. And that's so depressing, I think I'm going to cry.
Oh, fudge. That's broken. Fiddle-dee-dee. That will require a tetanus shot. I'm not going to swear, but I am going to kick this doghouse down!
Dad, this is not a commentary on your skills, but we bought you a new doghouse.
Where'd you get the money?
Oh, there was more than enough in the swear jar. And if you look inside the doghouse, there's a little surprise.
Maggie. Oh, cute.
No, behind her.
Beer! How did you know?
Where's Maggie? Where's Maggie? Where's Maggie?
Mom, this is a little ahead of schedule, but I need help with my love life.
Oh, my special little guy has a sweetheart.
I knew it! All right, Bart, who's your girlfriend?
Mrs. Krabappel.
Bart, this is your teacher? I should start going to parents' night.
Homer, Bart, you did a very cruel thing.
Boy, you've got to go to your teacher and tell her the truth.
No, Homer, the truth would humiliate her.
Oh, Marge, I only said it because I thought that's what you wanted to hear.
Maybe we should write her another letter. One that says goodbye, but lets her feel loved.
Step aside, everyone. Sensitive love letters are my specialty. Dear baby, welcome to Dumpville. Population, you.
We'll all help.
Though I'll be inoculating babies in Cambodia, my heart will always be with you.
That sucks. How about crocodiles bit off my face?
That's disgusting. And besides, when a woman loves a man, it doesn't matter that a crocodile bit off his face.
I may hold you to that, Marge.
Okay. I cannot see you for the next 5 years, for I will be farming the ocean floor.
I must finish this letter quickly. For I have only 4 minutes to live.
Three simple words.
I am gay.
Homer, for the last time, I am not putting that in.
And any time I hear the wind blow, it will whisper the name Edna.
Oh, that's very good, Lisa.
P.S. I am gay.
How shall we end it?
How about with a love that will echo through the ages?
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, Homer, you old honey dripper.
Why, you little hee-hee.
Dearest Edna, I must leave you. Why, I cannot say. Where, you cannot know. How I will get there, I haven't decided yet. But one thing I can tell you. Any time I hear the wind blow, it will whisper the name Edna.
Oh.
Bart, it's such a nice day today. Let's have detention outside.
It's a date.